Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 261 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and I apologize, I am very, very late. I had some destruction and construction to do on the thing that you can't see on the computer equipment behind the camera. There's like a dozen spare parts now of everything that I ripped apart. But now I have a clean working surface, and that is what is truly important. What is happening? Christopher Struck, Patrick McGooey, Damian Fowler from Gator Mail. Apparently that is near Pittsburgh, a company that makes custom chainmail neck protectors for paintball. That sounds so badass. I've seen that around. Now that I thinking about it, I've seen that stuff. That is super cool. Damien, we should get you on the show at some point, man. We're going to talk about like how you make chainmail for masks. That's super badass. That's super cool. That is some heavy duty, like beyond LARPer stuff. You know what I mean? Like that's nuts. That's wild. So cool. That is so cool. Super pumped. Sorry, folks, I'm being messaged by somebody being like, hey, is this a good setup? Should I get this? And I'm thinking yes. Ooh, no. He's looking at the Bravo Elite over the TMC. We're gonna talk him out of that, folks. We're gonna talk him out of that. What should I tell him? He's looking at a TMC, but he's on DEFCON's website. He also found the Bravo Elite. So what do I say? Do I just tell him straight up like the Bravo Elite is just like an old 98 in a weird shell and to go with the TMC? Like, I don't know. Christopher, tell us all about your paintball, man. Like, put it in the comments. I want to hear all about your paintball. I saw the Humvee video. That looked fucking cool. Damien says it'd be awesome to come on and chat. William Gordon's in the chat. What's happening, buddy? He is the mind behind the OPPA, the Ontario Paintball Players Association. We will talk about the medals in a second. I am very happy with him. There is a small story about that. Sorry, I just got to let him know that is not great compared to the TMC. Sorry, I just totally went silent. I realized that. I'm sorry about that. All right, there we go. Problem fixed. Okay, so let's chat. Let's talk. The new TMC is a 98 inch. I thought it was an A5. I thought the TMC was built on A5 internals. Either way, the Bravo Elite is not what this guy's looking for. Like, he's playing around with MagFed, the idea of getting into MagFed, and he found the Bravo Elite, and I just explained to him, like, the Mag is fake. Like, it's not real. Wow, the comments are flying in. Full video coming soon from Christopher Struck. Fantastic. Check it out. Explore Paintball. Go check out Explore Paintball. You'll be able to see it. Man. TMC is like the AK-47. Like, it just works. That's coming from Christopher Struck. Okay. Let's talk MagFed, since we're talking about MagFed, and my buddy here is asking about MagFed. Okay. There's three things I want to talk about in particular, three topics. First of all, I apologize. I've been gone for like 2 weeks. I kind of went off the radar. Long story short, family stuff. So long story even shorter, things are still iffy. So I may come and go. We'll see. I'm going to try and keep up though. But at the end of the day, family comes first, and to hell with the podcast if it has to be. But I doubt it will come to that. So, if you've been on the MagFed pages lately, it seems to have died down, and I hope I don't flare it up again by talking about it. But I just wanted to give my two cents on this whole rich versus poor thing that came out of absolutely nowhere. For those that don't know, an individual made a comment, something along the lines of something about, like, is anyone else tired of, or is anyone else seeing all these posts of the quote-unquote poors posting photos of their TMCs with bolt-on mods into the MagFed page. Now, I'm not condoning any behavior in either direction, okay? So, like, I'm taking a neutral stance here, folks. Like, I just want to talk about it. I want to get people's opinions on it. Holy shit, the comments are flying in faster than I can read them. Dustin Fournier's in the chat. What's happening, my man? Tim Banks. So. Hold on. It was a giant joke, though. The pores. People just missed it. Christopher Struck, we do deals. Yada, yada. Christopher, my God. People, there's full-on conversations happening in the comments right here, and I can't keep track, so it's fine. So, yeah. Basically, this dude cracked a joke about the quote-unquote pores, posting photos of their TMCs with the bolt-ons and whatnot, and it got way out of hand. Like, it was obviously a troll. It was obviously a joke. And people lost their shit over this. So, okay. Was the joke great? Not really. Was it internet level troll humor? Yes. And I think that's what it was intended to be. But I was blown away by was the number of individuals who got real uppity real fast. Like and I don't mean just like, dude, your troll go away kind of uppity. I mean, like, there was people making comments about how he is single-handedly dividing the MegFed community into rich and poor. People like him are the reason why the sport is failing. Like, people, get a grip. You know, like, this dude cracks a joke, just ignore it, and it goes away. And I think it already has, and I might be bringing it back by talking about it. And I'm sorry if that's the case. Hopefully I don't have that much power. I don't think I do. I really don't think I have that much power. But it blew me away at just like how ridiculously angry people got over this stuff. And then it got me thinking like, yeah, okay, dude cracks a bad joke, but people losing their shit over the joke. That's kind of what's causing a lot of bad blood is just like these people taking these jokes really poorly. And I get it. It's a bad joke, whatever, let it roll off your back and move on. But like getting into these heated arguments online was ridiculous. It was wild. And just losing their minds over whether or not this guy was like single-handedly responsible for killing the MegFed market in 3 days, which didn't happen. But it did make me take a notice that, like, yeah, suddenly there was a lot of TMCs being posted. People taking, like, posting photos of their TMCs. Oh, especially, like, I just bought a new TMC. I want to see some setups. Like, what should I get? And it was just, like, a lot of photos. Boom, 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 boom. Of these TMCs with, like, red dot sights and handguards and like forward grips and different handles and like the different setups and stuff, which is great. I love the idea. I love people sharing their stuff. People should definitely share their stuff. It's great when people share things. Like I love it. I think it's great. But it did remind me of like the very old days. I'm going to say the very old days, my very old days of when everybody had an Ion. And it got to the point that, like, it was just, like, there was YouTube videos of people showing off their Ions and like, basically going into things and just being, like, you know, like, hey, guys, this is my Ion, right? And they're talking about their Ion because you could get so many different kits for the Ions. And it got me thinking, like, the TMC is the MegFed version of the Ion now, like, they're super affordable. They're really easy, like, to get back, like, to get into the MegFed scene. Oops, there goes my microphone. If you want to get into the MegFed scene, super cheap, easy to get into, and then you can bolt a bunch of shit to it if you want to. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you really don't need a red dot sight or a scope of any kind. Hell, you don't need iron sights on a TMC. Let's be honest here, people. You're basically shooting a musket ball. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, some people were throwing, like, $300 worth of gear onto the $300 marker. It was kind of nuts. And the guy kind of called the people out on it. And people got real angry. William Gordon's got a good point. Says the internet is always salty seas. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's honestly just a big joke that got completely out of hand, right? Wolf, who cracked the joke, I don't remember the guy's name. It was just somebody in the MegFed groups, but then it just blew up. And then people got on the jokes about, like, and then it became like talking about how you, not you, Wolf, but like people talking about, like, I'm going to sit back because I'm a MegFed rich. So I'm going to sit back with my T15 and I'm just going to shoot $200 for the first strikes today at the MegFed poors who are going to use their TMCs and round ball all day. Like, it was just, it was very, very polarizing, very dividing. And people got very angry over it. I know this means absolutely nothing. And I'm basically talking to a wall at this point, like a digital wall, but like, folks, chill. Relax. Like, I get it. He cracked a bad joke, but my God, people lost their minds. And I think it's still kind of going on in the MegFed groups. Like, just relax, folks. Like, he cracked a bad joke. Let it roll off your back and go nuts. Like, play what you want to play and shoot what you want to shoot, but don't worry about it. Anyways, I seen that and I want to get off my chest. William Gordon, great comment here. The most enthusiasm comes from the new players. The ultimate tactical is a fun phase of MegFed. I had so many foregrips on mine that it was like five grips, man, and I loved it. Yeah, it's great. It's true. We all went through it. If you were in the MegFed scene, if you play MegFed, you were there at some point. I was there. I'm not there anymore. I know plenty of people that were. And some of them still are, and that's great. They're doing you. They're what is it? Feeling their oats is I think what people say now. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, folks need to chill, like, relax, sit back, and have a giggle. You know, learn to laugh a little, folks. Learn to laugh a little. Okay, that's enough of that. Mike Merlot, can a TMC be modded for accuracy or barrel upgrade? Absolutely. So you can mod the TMC to shoot first strikes, first of all. Requires, I think, a Dremel tool, but you can do it. Basically, you just need to cut a groove so that the first strike can feed in. Second, yeah, there is a freak kit that you can get for the TMC. It's because the TMC is a 98. So you might need 98 to A5 or 98 to autococker thread adapter. Or is there a 98 freak kit? I can't remember, but yeah, just going with the barrel sizing and just going with a good high quality barrel. You don't even need a freak kit. Like, really, you don't need a freak kit if you're shooting a TMC. You're not going to get the consistency out of a TMC. Like, that air is not going to be as consistent. So you don't need it. Just a good quality barrel. Like, honestly, go with any aftermarket barrel and you're probably fine. That's just the truth. If you can get like a nice aftermarket smooth bore 98 threaded barrel, do it. The stock barrels are great and all. Go with something a little nicer and you'd be fine. That's all you really need. Dustin Fournier, how many teams for the CMC? We'll get there, bud. We'll get there. That's going to be the last thing we're going to talk about because I have stuff to show off and I can't wait to show it off. Mike Merlot, I haven't gotten into the MegFed scene yet, but I've been thinking of a goal for the next year. Would need a Meg release mod for left-handed paddle release. One second. Being super unprofessional and rolling away from my... I need... Man, oh my God. Jesus, I need a new microphone stand. This is driving me nuts. Anyways, so this is my TMC. It's not actually mine. It was loaned to me like a year ago, and it's going to be used as a loaner for the CMC. Anyways, I am looking to see if you could. Yeah, you can modify that. That's the thing that could be done. Also, this is currently holding my red dot sight because I had nowhere else to put it, and I kind of wanted to see what it looked like and my foregrip because why the fuck not? Right? I get it. The TMC looks actually pretty dope with everything on it. Like, it does look pretty dope. I would probably use the TMC on a regular basis if it was tank in stock. And it's not, but that's how I roll, so I can't. Anyways, I'm pretty sure you can mod the mag release on that bad boy. So, William Gordon just checked. They do make 98 threaded backs for freaks. Excellent. There you go. So that's what I'd recommend. You don't need it, though. You really don't. Sorry, my microphone is bugging the hell out of me, and I need to fiddle with it. Imagine maritime paintball podcast masks. Are we talking like paintball masks, or you mean like pandemic masks? Because actual paintball masks, I'll get like one made. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe I'll pay like a professional to like airbrush one. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be neat. Mike Merlo. Most guns have mods available, just debating the right one. Cost, accuracy, mods, add-ons, and so on. Balancing. Christopher Struck, I just picked up an A5 and an autococker that was converted to a pump, plus a Reds bag for 70, and they all work. Holy shit, that's ridiculously good. Yeah, most guns have the mods available. Cost, accuracy, mods, add-ons. Man, that is a tough one, because the markers range from like the cheap from TMC, and I don't mean cheaply made, I just mean cheap price point. Like lower, inexpensive is the right word. They go from inexpensive all the way up to like, what, $1,200 for a Die Dam or a SAR 12? Like, that's outrageous. That's a lot of money. But yeah, there's a ton of markers to look at. A ton of markers. Okay, where were we going? What was the next one? What was the next thing I wanted to talk about? Talked about the MagFed nonsense. I remember what I wanted to talk about. So, for those of you that have seen DEF CON paintball, which I shared the video. I'm not hating. I'm not shaming nobody for this, right? Just let's be clear. I'm not hating on anything or anyone. One second, I'm fiddling with stuff, and I shouldn't be. But it's been a hell of a 2 weeks. Not everything is up the way it's supposed to be. Okay, so DEF CON Paintball put up a video. It's sitting at about almost just shy of 6,000 views of the top five paintball markers of 2020. And let's just say that some of the comments I seen were, less than positive, right? A lot of people like no 468 or PTR. Was this the top five has been pretty stagnant? Can't believe the Dam is still considered the best. The MG100 is amazing. The T15 seems cool. Like a lot of people kind of, and like the SAR-12 missing from the, so a lot of people were kind of like, they didn't like the list. That's another thing, folks, like it's 2020, right? These new markers have come out. The 468, like 468's been on the market for a while. It's a good marker. Is it the newest or best marker of 2020? No, it's not, because it's an older marker. Is the Die Dam an older marker? Absolutely. Like this, there's so many arguments could be made either way, and I'm sure like everybody would come up with a different list. If I asked everybody, give me your top five MagFed markers, you know what's going to end up happening? A ton of people are just going to put their personal marker at the top because they think their personal marker is the best one. Because if they didn't, then it would look like they've made a bad purchase and made a bad call. And you know who doesn't want to admit that? Anybody. So chill, folks. Like, I see that list and I'm thinking like the Die Dam, the T15, the MG100, the TMC, and the Stormer Elite are all solid markers. I really, you know what I mean? Like the Milsigs, Milsig doesn't exist anymore, folks. Like the M17, not a bad marker. Yes, it's done, handled by Vulcan now. There's the V17, I don't know, the Vulcan M17. It's not a bad marker. It's just, it's not, I don't know. I'm seeing less and less of those markers around. And I don't know if I'm trying to defend these guys or not. I really don't know what I'm trying to say. But like, yeah, okay. So Tim Banks, DEF CON video. He liked the DEF CON video. Oh my God, there's so many comments. SAR-12 is over $1,200 today. That's nuts. That's way too much. Wolf says, I put the TMC as top in my own show. Yeah, the TMC is great. TMC is a solid marker. It's cheap. It's affordable. It gets you into the sport. You can chop down a tree with it, and it'll probably shoot just fine. Also, I'd like to point out the TMC has by far the best mag on the market. If it was First Strike, it would be perfect. It is so well built. It is so solidly built. It's just, man, like, folks, y'all got to chill. What's it? Just started watching the comments. People just, so like, yeah, is the TMC best? Would it be better if it had First Strike? I would say so. It's just such an easy thing to do to make a marker First Strike compatible. I don't know why they didn't. Like, honestly, it's like a 9 out of 10 for me because it's missing the First Strike aspect. Actually, it's going to be an 8 out of 10 for me because there's no tank and stock option. I need a tank. For me personally, I need a tank and stock and I need First Strike. That's what I need. The MG100, swing and a miss. It's got that First Strike, but it doesn't have the tank and stock. I mean, yeah, technically it's got that weird, like, you can get the adapter, and same with the TMC, but my arms are only so friggin' long. It's almost there. It's almost there. The die dam is great. It's a little pricey, a little expensive, but so is the T15, right? The die dam's got eyes, which means it's not going to jam on you or shouldn't jam on you. It's got full auto built in. Super cool. It's just like, folks, like, chill, relax. You know, just because you didn't see your marker on a list doesn't mean your marker isn't a good marker. It's just not, you know, what that video decided to talk about. Yeah, right. So Lead Farmer is best marker because performance, Gamma Core wins. Looks not important. The Gamma Core is a great piece of kit. The Gamma Core makes the MG100 awesome. But where is my tank in stock that doesn't require 4 pounds of plastic? Like, and not buying an adapter. You know what I mean? Like, it just, that's all I'm missing. That's all I'm missing is just that tank in stock and the MG100. I would have been sold on the spot. That was my problem with it. Like, when they were like, oh, it comes with a stock. And I'm like, there's just so much friggin' plastic. It just seems like every MagFed company, it's like they just missed the mark. Just missed the mark just a little bit. So Christopher, I think what Tim is replying to, Tim says that it's ridiculously long with the tank. It's that if you put the tank on in stock, it adds like this, there's like this extra piece that adds on, like it's just longer. It doesn't need to be that long. And I don't understand why it is. I mean, that's the way the marker's built. I get that. But what I mean is, like, it's a design flaw in my opinion. So, but yeah, it's a long ass marker and there's so many things. The T15 is a great marker. I love the T15. It's fully mechanical and it's missing a lock bolt or like some form of like anti-chop system, which would have been awesome if it came with, like, obviously you can't use the 4/6/8s. I mean, you can, there's people who've made it. But like a lock bolt style system built into that marker would have been mint, which just would have been amazing. Also the barrel, I don't like, I understand it's a quick release. It's a twist, pull, barrel comes out, clean the barrel, slam it back on the marker and away we go. I get that. I understand that. And it's a really cool quick release system. It kind of sucks that it's, like, every other MagFed marker uses an A5 thread, and so, like, there's all these really killer barrels made, and then it's like, oh, well, if I want it for my T15, I need to buy an adapter, or I need, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it kind of, you know, that's a con for me. However, the T15, as far as I've used it, is a workhorse. The mags, I love the V2 mags. They're fantastic. It shoots First Strikes like nothing. It's just, it shoots lasers for me, and again, personal experience. So Lead Farmer says it perfectly. At the end, whatever feels good in your hands. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Okay, these top 5 videos, these top 10 videos. Yes, you give me a marker, I can tell you something good about it, and I can tell you something I don't like about it. Because there's no perfect marker. Okay? Like, nothing. Brad's favorite, Mini GS with mags. Look, if I could make the Mini MagFed, I would. Wait, no, I can't. So if the mid, right, like if get me that, that would be cool. I think that's a die damn, to be honest with you. The mini GS with mags would be like a die damn. That's basically what that is. So, but yeah, quit hating on each other's markers. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Quit being shitheads. Quit hating on each other's markers. You know what I mean? Like if the M17 works for you, rock it. If the TGR2 works, speaking of which, is it just me or is there like a sudden resurgence, like a renaissance of the Maxtec TGR? It just seems like out of nowhere, more people are getting them. I don't know why. I'm wondering if they're just buying them used because people are going to like the M17, the T15, the MG100, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it just seems like a lot of people are like are going after the TGR2, and I don't know why. Not that I have two TGR2s. I love my TGR2. It's a great marker. It's a solid marker. And I just noticed that a lot of people are looking for parts for them now and like buying them and just showing them off. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. It's got a soft spot for me because the TGR2 was my first MagFed marker, technically second, but like first actual working MagFed marker. Mike Merlot, the Mini is what I'm using now and I love it, but damn, do I go through paint. Plus, I want to try the more subtle sniper style. Tim Banks, if I ever talk bad about someone's marker, they sure as hell are going to get me out with it in the next game, so I keep my mouth shut. Mag fed with a sight so that I can go for quality shots instead of just sending 20 with a rope, something hits. Christopher Struck saw like 5 of the TGR on the weekend, right? Like the TGRs are coming back. I don't know why. Mike, the thing with the mag fed stuff is you put a sight on it with a round ball, you're better off just learning muscle memory and just getting closer. If you're going to use first strikes, a sight does kind of make sense, but you're still going to send a shot. And unless it's lined up perfectly, you're going to send one, adjust, send another. So yeah, maybe it's 2 shots to get the elimination. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's not 20 balls, but it's still going to be like, I've seen dudes require half a mag. So it's still like 10 rounds to get somebody out. It's the way it is. Lead Farmer saying in the MagFed class, love seeing players getting them chest rigs light and fast. That too. Notice like more people are going lightweight. I'm seeing less of the super hardcore army guys and more purpose built, right? It's less I want to look army and it's more I want to be able to actually move on the paintball field, which I'm really happy to see because in my mind, in my eyes, that legitimizes, is that the right word? It legitimizes the MagFed side a little bit more when you see people more worried about their experience playing than what they look like while playing. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense? Yeah? Cool. Tim Banks, I take 8 megs in a game and I use them all. Absolutely. You're gonna. I've never played a MagFed game. Okay, I played one MagFed game one time that was like first strikes only. The entire game was first strikes. I mean, it wasn't exclusive to first strikes, but it was if you're not using first strikes, you're not going to have a good time. And I didn't shoot all of my mags, but this game was weird. It was like 60 players across like 40 acres of land. Like, it was weird. It was fun. It was fun as hell. I had an absolute blast. So that was fun as hell. Okay. Real quick, before we go, okay, we're going to talk about one more thing in 2 seconds. But first, we obviously got to go over some fine, fine folks there. So, real quick, let's talk about the folks who make this podcast possible. We're going to start with PB Swag Bag. Head on over to Swag Bag, pbswagbag.com. Use the code MPP10, save 10% off your first bag. You can get really cool paintball gear shipped to your house once a month, and it's you never know what you're going to get, anywhere from a hat like the one I'm wearing or the sunglasses like the one I'm wearing, or you might get some Exalt gear. You might get a gear bag. You never really know. You never know what you're going to get with them. So pbswagbag.com, use the code MPP10. Save yourself 10%. Artful Dodger Beard Oil and Tattoo. This fine gentleman here in the Maritimes at artfuldodgerbeardoil.com is the one who keeps my beard looking supple and smelling delicious. Makes fine, fine handcrafted beard and tattoo products and is 100% a cool dude. So go check him out, ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com. DEFCON paintball gear. Super cool website. They've got everything you need from MagFed and Speedball. My God, why was that so hard to say? DEFCON paintball gear. Great paintball website. Go check them out. Save 10% using the code Maritimes with an S, MARITIMES at DEFCONPaintballGear.com. Save 10% off nearly anything on the website, including the DEFCON paintball gear supply drop, a monthly supply drop, a loot box of very cool paintball stuff. Everything from face masks to first strikes to microfiber cloths to anything in between. You never quite know what you're going to get with them. So go check them out. DEFCONPaintballGear.com. Save 10% using Maritimes. MARITIMES. And finally, Tier 1 Armament. These are your MagFed guys. They were originally MagStack, switched into Tier 1 Armament. They are now your MCS people. They are the guys that can get you the MCS box mag for your MagFed marker, which I have one sitting in the other room, and it shoots amazingly. I will get some gameplay footage out to you folks eventually. It's been a little hard, but check them out. Tier1ArmamentStore.com. I don't have a code for you. Just go check it out. If you want an MCS box mag for your marker, they got the second gen out now and it shoots amazingly. Go check out their website. And of course, last but certainly not least, the Patreon supporters, Matt, Tim, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, Tony, the real MVPs. These fine individuals are helping support the podcast by donating a little bit of money every month. And they're super cool dudes. So if you head on over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast, you too can become a Patreon supporter. If you are in a position to do so, please do not feel obligated to. If you want to help out, just simply like and share the podcast. Cool. Now that I've paid the bills, Mike Malone just reminded me to get my supply drop. Don't forget to use the code Maritimes, dude. Maritimes. Maritimes. Woo. Glad I could remind you there, Mike. Glad I could help. Glad I could help. Oh my God, there's so many comments. I turn away for 10 seconds, the coach, and they just fly in. My man, Mike, send me a screen cap when you order it. Send me a screen cap. We'll block out all your information. We'll share it out to the world. We'll share that out and be like, check it out. You could be as cool as this dude, Mike. Okay. Let's talk about the last thing. We're going to end this on a positive note. We're going to talk about some cool shit coming up in 11 days. Damn, I'm dry. Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, and I don't blame you if you don't know, but if you don't know, the Canadian MagFed competition is a annual MagFed-only tournament that I host, strongly based off of the Maritime MagFed League, which was a great organization that unfortunately dissolved. And somebody had to take up the mantle. And I decided I was crazy and stupid enough to do so. And I did 3 years ago. We're moving on. This is the third year. And the new medals have arrived. So what do you guys think of that one? Let me see if I can get that in focus. Focus. Anyways. So this is the gold medal. So the Canadian MagFed Competition 2020. Being hosted at Mag Hill Paintball in Berry Hills, New Brunswick. Is a beautiful time. It's fantastic. It is a MagFed tournament. Now, the way it works is basically it's point driven, but there are objectives. There are three flags, a center objective, and then three players per team. An elimination is worth 1 point. A flag is worth 2 points, and the center objective is worth 6 points. So you could, in theory, get 2, 4, 6, 12, 15 points is a perfect game. Okay? So that's a perfect game. 15 points is a perfect game. Here's the kicker, though. If you eliminate all of the players from one team, that game is over, whether you flipped any flags or grabbed the center objective. This way, it encourages you to push for the objective. So I'll give you an example. So let's say team A boom, right off the gate, they score two flags, right? They put up two flags. Boom, boom. So now they have 4 points as long as those flags stay up by the end of the match. So they have four flag. They have 2 points up, two flags up. Team B has their one flag up, right? Because they grabbed their flag. So now Team B eliminates all of Team A, but doesn't switch any of the flags and doesn't grab the center objective. So the center objective sits in the middle there. Team B eliminates all of Team A. So Team A loses the match with 4 points because they had two flags. Team B wins the match with 5 points because they got three eliminations and 2 points for the flag. But see how Team B basically rolled Team A, but Team A only lost by 1 point. Right? So the match is over. They have 4 points versus 5 points. The points are tallied at the end of the tournament, and that's how we score the first, second, and third place teams. Right? So it's a little different. You can't just bust out of the gate and eliminate everyone. You got to think about those objectives. Let's say you grab the center objective. You take it back to your base. You plant it where you need to put it. Boom! 6 points. That can't be taken from you. You've got 6 points. You flip one flag of yours. Cool. And then you get eliminated. Okay. Team A gets the center objective. Team A flips their flag, but not the others. Team A gets entirely eliminated. So Team A has 6 points with the center objective, 2 points with the flag, so that's 8 points total. Team B got three eliminations, so that's 3 points, and two flags, that's 6 points. They got, three, two, and two, so they got 7 points. Team A actually ended up with more points because they had the center objective. 6 and 2 equals 8. Team B, even though they eliminated the other team, got 3 points for elimination, 4 points. They got 7 points. See how it gets a little weird and wonky, right? So that it's encouraging a different style of gameplay. It keeps you from just running to the 50 and just slinging paint at each other. That's the whole point. So that's how we've run it. The center objective this year, as long as everything goes according to plan, is going to be a 20-liter Sankey keg. It doesn't matter what kind of keg. Like, you guys don't need to know the coupler on it, but it's a 20-liter keg. It's not going to actually hold 20 liters of liquid because then it weighs, like, I think, 80 pounds. Just enough liquid to make it slosh and a little hard to carry. So what that means is it's going to have two handles on it so you can quickly grab it and run, but it's not big enough to really block shots from hitting you. And it's small enough that you can run with it and still use your main marker, kind of. That's the plan. Yeah. So, that's the CMC. And these are the medals. I got gold. We got silver. And believe it or not, I actually like the color of the bronze more than the gold. So, I didn't actually get the keg approved. What I've done is I found a dude selling them for $50. So I'm just buying a keg and then I'm going to paint the hell out of it. It's going to have our, like, the logo all over it. So there's these three medals. Here's the other thing about this tournament, about this competition. It's $50, $25 for entry, $25 for a bag of paint, $50 total. Way it works is Fields got to make money, yo. So myself as the event organizer, you're paying $25 for entry, and then you're buying a bag of paint from the field. Whether you use it or not, you're buying a bag of paint, so the field's going to make their money. It is bring your own first strikes. Only one person per team is allowed to use the first strikes on the field at any given time. Sorry, I was reading comments and I lost where I was. So you can use first strikes, but only one player per team. And the reason for that was, rich poor thing, was I didn't want a team to be able to afford all three players to run first strikes the entire day, and then another team that maybe they can't afford first strikes. Maybe they can just afford entry and paint. I didn't want them to be at a disadvantage. So even if it's three paintball, like, round ball players versus two round ball and a first strike, it's okay. Still, first strike has a bit of an advantage, but the way this game rolls, it's not that big of an advantage. Okay, so that's the way I'm rolling that. So the prize are these medals: gold, silver, bronze. Okay, there are no actual prizes. There's no marker to give away. There is no mask. There is no gear. There is nothing to give away. There's no raffle as of right now. And there's no prize for the first player or for the first place team except for medals. That's it. Just medals. That's all I'm doing. And let me explain why. The whole purpose I went with just medals and not actual prizes is way back in the day, the MML, the Maritime Megfed League, had five. They had five players. It was 5v5. They had five MilSig M17s up for grabs. First place team took home five MilSig M17s. The accusations, the accused cheating, the actual cheating, the bad blood, the anxiety, the stress, the anger, the not healthy competition. You know, there's a little bit of trash talk. There's always trash talk. But this was like behind the scenes, like scheming and sideline cheating and on the field cheating and just, oh my God, the bullshit involved was ridiculous because people wanted those markers. And I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit. So I decided no prize, just the medals. Medals and bragging rights. That's what you get. You get medals and bragging rights. And so far, 2 years of success going on to year three. Now, the pandemic has thrown a little bit of a loop into wrench into things. I was planning on having teams from New York and teams from Ontario come. That, unfortunately, is not happening anymore. So my numbers, they may not be as big as I'd like. But I'm sure the Maritimes will supply enough players. I'm excited. And I encourage you, if you're in somewhere and you're like, man, I want a MegFed tournament in my area, reach out. Let me know. I will tell you how I run mine. It's no secret. I don't hide any of that stuff. I think that if you want to run one, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Don't worry about prizes. Don't worry. I don't even have sponsors. There's no sponsors for this event. It's me. Like, that's it. It's me. I'm running the event. I organized it. I'll be the head ref. I've got a handful of people that will be helping me ref, which I truly appreciate. I'm not even hiring a photographer because I probably don't need to, to be honest. Tim Banks says, hope to be starting at the end of the month. That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Is that the El Paso thing? The El Paso league? Is that what I seen? Did I see that somewhere? I thought I seen that somewhere. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I thought I did. But anyways, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. I highly recommend it. I really do. Okay, so that's the CMC. I just wanted to show off these medals because I'm super proud of them. I designed them myself. No, I didn't. The base design, the actual like layout, the base design was originally done by Jacob, a friend of mine, who is providing potentially some extra incentive. We'll see. We'll see. I don't want to announce anything until I have them in my hands. So we'll see. That's it. Okay. I'm out of here. It's been fun. It's been a blast. I'm sorry I was late getting started and the topics are a little wonky. I just had to get some stuff off my chest. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been live. Next week, we're going to chat with a gentleman who is in the process of building a private paintball field. So there may be, I may potentially be stirring the pot, but we're going to talk to him about it because I want to talk about the logistics of building a field from the ground up and like by your own bootstraps kind of thing, like bootstrapping the hell out of this thing. So I want to... I want to talk to him about that. I'm very intrigued by it, by the concept of a private paintball field. So we're going to look into that. That's going to be next week. The week after that, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. We'll find out. But that's it. That's all I got. So, folks, thank you so much for hanging out. It's been an absolute blast. I was itchy to get back onto the air, and I'm glad that I'm back. Please keep an eye out on YouTube. If you head on over to YouTube and look up Maritime Paintball Podcast, you'll find me there. I haven't posted in a couple of weeks, but I promise I'm getting a schedule together where there'll be regular posts probably once a week or once every 2 weeks at the very least. Every 2 weeks, there'll be a new video added of reviews. And hopefully maybe some gameplay, some vlogs, some gameplay footage. We're going to see. We're going to try and channel our inner nightmare and see if I can make these things happen finally for the first time after like 6 years of being on the air. Tim Banks, you had me at paintball. So that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much. It's been a blast. Don't forget to share the podcast around, please. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, and ideas for guests, let me know, or topics, let me know, we'll chat. Okay, it's gonna be a good time. All right, I'm out of here. Thanks so much. Cheers.